Christian, do not seek repose. Cast your dreams of ease away. You are in the midst of foes. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Wicked forces, evil powers, gathered in unseen array. They wait for your unguarded hours. Watch and pray. Watch and pray.
Put your heavenly armor on. Wear it always night and day. To defeat the evil one. Watch and pray.
Few moments here to relay a few thank yous. So we met a few of you folks last evening, and so someone came and opened the church for us at 5 o'clock so we could change around before heading up to Faith Mission. So we really appreciated being able to do that here. And then a few folks met us back here again at 8:45 to give us a place to sleep and rest and get some physical nourishment overnight. So thank you very, very much for all of you that were willing to do that. Bless you for it. And thank you to the congregation for being willing to include us in your schedule of activities and to help make this activity possible for us. It's kind of the grand finale, the cherry on top of the sundae we've got this morning and one more tonight, and that wraps up our year. So it's been a really, really good year together. We sing through the summer months and then practice and then sing through the fall in our itinerary. It's sponsored by New Creation. It's sponsored by the Keystone Fellowship Churches. They're in Pennsylvania, but it's open to other young people as well. So it's probably about half high school age, half college age young people here. And it's a different group every year. I've had the privilege of leading it for the last 3 years now. One of the aspects of it that's been great for me as the leader has been able to being able to have my family involved with it. So my wife sings. She's right there. And two of our daughters sing, and one of them is over here, and the other one couldn't come along due to her work schedule and nursing school schedule, unfortunately. And then my son, Austin, has been involved, and he's going to lead three songs here in just a little bit. So that's wonderful. Lamar and Rhoda Harnish are our chorus administrators, and they're back there. So great to work with them in pulling this thing off. The other really important person to get us here and hopefully get us home is Brother Jay Dieter, and I guess you'll see him up front here in a little bit too as well. So Jay and Esther are from one of our Keystone Fellowship churches there in Lancaster, and he's driving our bus for us. So I continue to encourage you to think about what God is saying to us, God is saying to you in this time, in our times. And I really wonder if we'd have known 2 years ago what we were going to experience in the coming months, what we would have done or what we would have thought. But in any case, we were kind of caught off guard. But God wasn't caught off guard. And unfortunately, maybe we got a bit sidetracked by the things and maybe at times forgot where the real battles were. Unfortunately, sometimes the battles became between people, maybe even brothers and sisters in the Lord. And maybe it was battles with masks or battles with governors or battles with lots of other things. And that wasn't where the real battle was. God is still asking for his people to do his work in our time. And what does that look like? It's a challenge. Let's not miss the opportunities that we have in our time.
Every power on earth and in heaven is a shadow in his light. No authority, law, or government challenges his sovereign might.
His reign and rule have no boundary, all that is his hands have wrought.
Nothing ever can, nothing ever will overcome the Lord our God.
We are well aware we were orphans once, bent and broken in our shame.
Then he sought us out and adopted us. Now we bear his royal name. Every sin or crime we have ever done is no match for Jesus' blood. Nothing ever can, nothing ever will overcome the Lord our God.
We are rescued out of darkest night, free from Satan's evil hold.
And the kingdom of our Savior's life is our soul's eternal home. Though the enemy tries to steal and kill, what the death of Christ has bought. Nothing ever can, nothing ever will overcome the Lord our God.
Our God is victorious. He always wins. He always wins.
In love he reigns over us. He always wins, he always wins. Our God is victorious. He always wins, he always wins. In love he reigns over us. He always wins, he always wins. Our God is victorious. He always wins, he always wins. In love he reigns over us. He always wins, he always wins.
We the church declare, Jesus Christ is King, for he conquered death once for all. We will live in light of his victory, following his gospel call. And when the story ends, we know Jesus wins, for his power cannot be stopped. Nothing ever can, nothing ever will overcome the Lord our God. Nothing ever can, nothing ever will overcome the Lord our God.
Amen. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you.
Where there is blindness, we will pray for sight. Where there is darkness, we will shine His light. Where there is sadness, we will bear their grief. To the millions crying for release, we will be His instruments of peace.
To rest on the banks of your river, in that city, city of God.
John saw the lion lay down with the lamb.
I want to know everything about that lamb.
John saw the day, but did not see night.
The Lamb of God, well, must be the light.
He saw the saints worship the great I Am,
crying, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. I want to go to that city he saw, New Jerusalem, Jerusalem. I want to walk your streets that are golden, and I want to run where the angels have trod. Jerusalem, I want to rest on the banks of your river, in that city, city of God. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, sing for your night is o'er. Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna forever, forevermore. Jerusalem, I want to walk your streets that are golden, and I want to run where the angels have trod. Jerusalem, I want to rest on the banks of your river, in that city,